We're talking today with Ann Anderson from the state of Texas, who's the chair lady now of the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion Board. Ann, I know you've been going through the officer chairs the last several years now. You've been a part of the beef checkoff effort for quite some time, both Texas, now nationally. Why have you invested your time into the checkoff?
Because I truly believe that the industry needs it. And if you stop to think, where would we be today if we hadn't had the checkoff and we hadn't had the research that we had and the leg to stand on when we went to fight the cholesterol battles, when we went to fight the cancer battles, when we went to fight the dietary goals battles. One, dietary guidelines recently, all those have needed the research from the industry, and we have such a wonderful team, okay? And the beef checkoff is an integral part of that team in that it provides the leadership of the beef board and those directors and the people that serve on that committee provide the plan and the direction, and they allocate the money. Then we look to a contractor partner to carry it out. NCBA being the big contractor partner that carries it out, but there are others that each do roles and parts of it. Yeah. And then you have the message, and you have some ability to be a conduit to get it out to the consumer press and some like that, but you don't have a conduit to go to people who are making the rules about it, okay? So then you lead on your producer organizations and your producer leaders, such as the state cattlemen's organizations, NCBA, all these organizations, to carry that message to the people who can make a difference. And that is what happened with the guidelines, the research, the funding of the research, the getting the message out, getting to the scientists, but then did not win the battle until we got to Washington.
Let's talk about some of the things that you feel really good about regarding checkoff. I know that, you know, we've got the three-legged stool that we traditionally talk about: research, education, promotion on behalf of the cattle industry. I know that we made a pretty remarkable change a couple of years ago when we went to digital promotion. That was a big leap of faith, I think, for some folks anyway.
It was a huge leap of faith, and it was especially true for the operating committee that had to make that decision to leave. And we have left behind television. We have left behind most of our radio. We have left behind most of our print ads. And that was really tough, part of it because that's what we see. We as producers, we see that. We don't see so much of what's going into the social media today. A big leap, but one that's been very worthwhile in making, okay? But the other thing that we're seeing as a transition is as you look at the millennials who are the primary young buyers today, who are going to be the middle buyers pretty soon, as those buyers, they want to know where their product comes from, okay? Who raised it? They want to hear from that. So the checkoff can no longer be the end-all that delivers the message. It can provide the data, provide the message, but now producers are going to have to deliver it, which is a new ballgame, an even greater change that we're facing, that every producer has the responsibility for communicating to those people that want to know where their product comes from and what it's like to live on a ranch and how do you treat your animals. And I did an interview yesterday, and the first question was, what's life like on a ranch? There were some thoughts that we don't even have electricity, okay, and that internet hasn't come, and we don't have, you know, that none of those amenities aren't there, okay?
Right.
But just a lot of interest in what's life like. And they said, what's it like to be a woman on a ranch, okay? And I said, well, the new research shows that one out of every three ranch decisions today are made by a woman. So it was great.
As far, you know, when we think about the couple of the other sides of that stool, the education component, and I guess that really goes back to what you're saying, that producers have some obligation to get information out about who we are as a cattle industry. I know you've got things like the MBA program and others that are really helping get that education component done.
The MBA program is a great leg, if you're talking about education or one of those components of education, for producers, okay? Because it allows producers to be more comfortable in delivering the message. And you can still get a message into schools, but it's tough these days with the curriculum requirements being what they are. And a lot of kids have formed their eating habits by the time they get to fourth, fifth, or sixth grade. So you really have to reach those parents and those children at a really young age. And that is today via social media.
Research. You alluded to the fact that we've won some battles. A lot of that goes back to the fact that the checkoff has spent money on human nutrition research and other comparable types of research.
Nutrition research, food safety research, new product research, and it has all been so profitable, such a good direction. But with nutrition, you got to anticipate. What are we going to need? Do it ahead of time. Get it peer-reviewed and repeat it, okay? We've learned that. Food safety, a lot of the new interventions that you might come out to increase the food safety on a processing line, things like that, have rapidly been adopted. And so we've spent a lot of time on food safety and what's coming next and looking at the utilization of certain growth promotants and the positives and negatives and what do we do, you know, with that. All the issues that we face in the food safety area. But you can't forget new product research and innovation research. And we saw what's coming and some of the new beef bowls and stuff that's coming. You've got to stay with the time. 10 years ago, nobody knew what a beef bowl was. And it's one of the new items coming this year. So we keep all three of those arenas going. And as dollars have shrunk and there's less that you can do, we've had to do more research because there's nobody else to do it, okay? If we don't do it, who's going to do it? And it's good for a lot of groups. It's not just good for one. So research, and I think as things go up, costs go up, inflation comes back, you're going to have to see a higher percentage of dollars into research because there's nobody else to do them.
Right. I know one thing that the checkoff and along with the Federation and some others stepped up to do a few years ago, the sustainability research. And I know that it seems like that has really been worth its weight in gold.
Oh, yes. And, you know, and we were one of the ranches involved in the study of sustainability. So, you know, you're talking to someone who so believes in it. And if you look at the vision for the ranch, we talk about we want something that's environmentally and economically sustainable for our kids and grandkids. It's very simple. OK, but you got to make some changes to get there. Great investment and a struggle in some ways because some people just couldn't see. It didn't fit a niche. Wasn't food safety, wasn't a new product. It wasn't nutrition. Right. It was a different box, okay? And so that's a new box that we've had. But people are coming to realize that, especially after the dietary goals issues, that it is very important.
Right. What's the future? In other words, you're going to have the opportunity to have that bully pulpit of chairmanship for this coming year. What are some things that you are hoping you can help guide the checkoff toward in 2016?
My greatest goal, and this morning you heard it over and over again, is that research has told us, because we do look at market research, okay, that the only way that we're going to survive long term is that producers wear a front face, okay, that they have got to become the front of the industry. So you have to say, how do we get them the message? How do we motivate them to do it? And how do we keep that in the forefront so that these people who want the ability to encounter a rancher, talk to a rancher, a feeder, or what it's like, that have tremendous misconceptions, have the ability to hear it firsthand. And that's going to be a real challenge because 30 years ago, we relied on television to communicate our message. Beef puts back what the day takes out. Beef, it's what's for dinner, all those things. It won't work anymore, okay? And so producers are not comfortable in that role. So I said, you don't have to deal with the audience. Just deal with one. Deal with the person in front of you at the grocery store, the person sitting beside you on the plane, the waiter at the restaurant, one by one. Hey, you're a million folks, okay? If you all reach one a day, we're doing great. If you reach one a week, we're doing great, okay? But we're going to have to figure out how we can take that face into social media, how you can hear producers on social media, not other mediums, talking and answering those questions they want. You might see live producers on available for questions, things like that. It's going to be different. It's going to be a change. But as I said, you know, the future of this cattle industry is in the hands of its producers because the producers have become the face of the industry.
Last question, as far as kind of turning back inward for the cattle industry, for producers, As you encounter fellow producers, whether it's in Texas or anywhere else across the country as you travel, what's your message to them about the value of the checkoff?
First, I can give them the number, what it's meant to them in numbers, okay? But I will always, the message I want them to hear is that the people making the decisions are trying very hard, very honestly, very transparently to make the right decisions. And they need to trust them and trust the checkoff that it is making the right decisions. We need a transparency and trust to be a huge factor as we go forward, because they're the face of the industry and they've got to feel that, okay? And so that's, I always talk to them about personal instances or examples of how people are making the right decisions. And even in the operating committee, where you have 10 people from two different sides, very cohesive, we've gone to a scoring system, and everybody seems to be trying so hard to make the right decisions for the industry with limited dollars, to make the right investments to get us a return on investment. One of the challenges right now is they say our opportunity to keep demand up is in the export market. Mm-hmm. So you have to divert dollars from the domestic market and research into the international market. That's a tough decision. How many dollars do they need? How much do we need to change? And so I say to producers, we every time we get together, we're looking at that, trying to make the changes to get the most for those of us who are on ranches back home. And I repeatedly go through that. But I always listen because, you know, you always learn something. Some of them have got some ideas you might never have thought of. And some of them might have ideas we've tried 10 times. But you know how that goes. But we really try to listen, and we try to assure them that people today are really trying to make right decisions with limited resources. And we look at that investment as a real challenge, okay, right, to make those right decisions. You would just be amazed how much reading it takes before you come to an operating committee. And the last two times, everybody has shown up having read everything, very prepared, page 47, da-da-da-da, you know, this, check the things they want to talk about. It has been wonderful, okay? I just wish producers in the country and all over the country knew the time and effort that was being put in trying to do things right and trying to do the right things.